Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now. Church Lady Now is on blogtalkradio.com, and today's teaching is, What is Your Trauma Point? I am Brother Grant, and I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. We broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And that broadcast is live. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 26th teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is, there is one God in three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. The Godhead theory is very similar to our human identity theory. That being said, my name is Artis Grant Jr. I am the son of Artis Grant Sr., the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. I have said this to break down the Trinity theory into language that makes sense to us. At the same time, I am a junior, a father, and a son. Likewise, God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I hope this little analogy helps to clarify the Godhead theory for you, for those of you that are not familiar with that term. So amen, because the good news is the Holy Spirit is here to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in and through us. Now it's time for a little Bible data. Just for fun, we've used the internet resources to look up how many times the word trouble in different variations is mentioned in the Bible. And according to Max OG, trouble is mentioned 110 times. Troubled, past tense, is mentioned 68 times. Troubles is mentioned 12 times. And troubleth is mentioned 19 times. Today we're talking about what is your trauma point, or what is your point of trouble. Trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event like an accident, death, or natural disaster. We're going to look at trauma and learn how to live through the trouble. Today we are in for an awesome program, because Church Lady is doing it. Before we get started, I would like to give you a little ministry background. So, Church Lady has been teaching on Blog Talk Radio since 2013, and that's blogtalkradio.com. Currently, we have 95 published episodes or teachings available for your listening and learning in our library. All past teachings are available on demand, which means you can listen to our programs at any time. The teachings are in the blogtalkradio.com Church Lady Now library. You can listen to our programs in one of four ways. You can use your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop computer, or a tablet. And we are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. That means that all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. So please note that our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to help teach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. And you're invited to mail your financial donations to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Our address and telephone number will be repeated later in the program, or you can go into the library and look at our information again at Church Lady Now at blogtalkradio.com. So I want to give you a brief overview of our story. And don't think that this is just a ladies-only ministry. You can't be fooled. The truth is the majority of the people we minister to are men. At Artis Oliver, the church lady has been involved in street ministry to the homeless population of Tacoma and Seattle for many years. The church lady was given to minister Artis by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. And thus we now have Church Lady Ministries. And we are called to present the good news of salvation because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God and loves to teach on Bible topics and spiritual matters. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know yourself and to know God, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Now, we serve the less fortunate, and our ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, the Spirit of the Lord is called upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, heal, proclaim liberty to captives, and set those in prison free, with a focus on special and spiritual emotional healing. We serve homeless men, as well as women and children in our local battered woman's shelter. Now, Minister Artis Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, Minister Artis is an avid Joyce Meyers fan. And she always says, when I grow up, I'm going to be a great Bible teacher, just like Joyce Meyers. Now, the good news of salvation and how to live an overwhelming Christian life is our ministry manual. Now, you will see, if you are on a computer, that there's a screen and it has a scrolling message that will show you inspirational clip art, and you will also find our contact information. So we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner, and you can partner with us to serve the less fortunate for just $9.99 a month. And you can help us to teach and preach the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. So to become a ministry partner, call us today to enroll. You can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you a ministry partner package. Now, Church Ladies Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate in the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and serving the less fortunate. So now, let's join Church Lady for today's teaching, and that is, what is your point of trauma? So now, let's join for the teaching. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
And good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm good.
How's the weather in Los Angeles today?
Oh, it's sunny and warm.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, today here in Tacoma, Washington, the sun is shining, and it's in the high 70s.
Oh, well, that's more than flip-flop weather there.
Hey,
so let's get started.
I'm enjoying every minute of it. Good afternoon, listeners. How are you guys doing today? Welcome to Church Lady Now. As Brother Grant said, our goal is to help you to live your best life now and to be a blessing to others. Today's teaching is about trauma, or better yet, trouble. Have you ever had troubled times and did not know how you were going to make it? For some strange reason, we are not taught how to be prepared for all manner of trouble. We have all been taught that in case of an earthquake, we should drop, cover, and hold. But what about the other troubles that may come our way? Our foundation scripture is found in the book of Job, chapter 3, verse 26. Here is the backstory. The Bible tells us that Job was a real man. He was a Gentile. That means that he was not of Jewish origin. He would not have been considered of the majority population. He would have been considered a pagan or a heathen. My Bible says that he was a descendant of Nahor, Abraham's brother, and that he, that is Job, knew God by the name of Shaddai. Shaddai means the mighty one. Job was a rich man who knew God as the mighty one. Shaddai means the all-sufficient one, or in English, the almighty, the all-powerful. The Hebrew word da suggests provisions, sustenance, and blessings. We're talking about God and how Job knew him. Job knew God as a God who provided sustenance and blessings before trouble came his way. Now let's get into the teaching. Trouble is a part of life. Remember Cain? He murdered his brother Abel. Noah and his family survived the flood. Abraham, the father of all mankind, was asked to send his son Ishmael into the desert. Joseph was sold into slavery, and Moses was given away by his mother. Even Jesus had trouble. And so did the Apostle Paul and all the disciples. They were tortured, jailed, and executed. From the New Testament, we learn that Jesus was executed by the Romans. Jesus calls us, his followers, to take up our crosses and follow him, to take up our trouble and follow him. Trouble and trauma from trouble is part of the Christian path. Is part of the life path. Because it rains on the just and the unjust. In trouble, you and I have an opportunity to transform. Sometimes, trouble is a wake-up call. A call to get our attention, to change our ways, to go another direction. A call to discontinue behavior that is not good for us. Most traumatic events, most trouble leaves some kind of scar. Jacob had a fight with God that resulted in him having a limp. Jesus was resurrected from the dead, but he still had the wounds. Surviving trouble has a purpose. That is when we realize I'm still here and it did not have to be that way. On the other hand, trouble sometimes leaves us questioning God and losing our way. Personal trauma happens every day. Trouble happens every day. People are wounded by trouble every day. Trouble can leave us feeling overwhelmed, disconnected from God, loved ones, and our church. The book of Job is about a man, a man of great wealth, a man of God, a good citizen, a man who was well-respected in his community. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. God said Job was a blameless man and upright. Satan, the opponent of the Lord, asked God to let him challenge Job, to let him trouble Job. He said to God, Job serves you because you've provided for him, because you've kept him, because you've protected him. Watch this. God had confidence in Job that no matter what happened, Job would trust him. I'm going to say that again. God had confidence in Job and that no matter what happened, Job would trust him. Job lost all his property and his children. His animals were raided by the Sabians and taken away. Fire fell down from heaven and burned his sheep and his servants. The Chaldeans raided the camels and took them away. A great wind came and fell on the 4 corners of the house that his children were in, and the house caved in on the children, and they all died. Now, in response to trouble, in response to trauma, in response to tragedy, Job arose and tore his clothes, shaved his head, and fell on the ground and worshiped. He worshiped God. Job said, in the time of trouble, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No matter what had happened, Job did not sin or blame God for his troubles. Satan shows up again. And the Lord tells Satan, there is none like my son Job in all the earth. He is blameless and upright. He fears me and is upright. And Satan said to God, if I bring illness to his body, let's see how Job reacts. God agrees and lets Satan bring trouble to Job's health. But he required that Satan spare his life. Satan struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. Then his wife told him, curse God and die. Job responded by saying, you speak as one of the foolish women. Shall we indeed accept good from God? And shall we not accept adversity? He was saying, shall we not accept trouble? Shall we not accept trauma? Then here comes Job's friends, 3 of them. They had heard about Job's trouble. So they made it a point to visit Job and to mourn with him and to comfort him. Job looked so bad that his friends did not recognize him. When they saw him, they wept, and they tore their clothes. They sat with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights because they saw his grief was great. Job, in his time of trouble, began to see himself as an object of God's anger. And his friends presented to him that he'd done something wrong for all of these things to have happened to him. Job wanted a rest. Job wanted a break from the trouble. But Job did not curse God. He, however, cursed himself and wished that he had never been born. Satan brought trouble to Job's family. all his possessions, and finally his health. And during his trouble, Job reflected on his human condition and his fears. During trouble, he looked at his condition and his fears. However, Job never cursed God. In his anguish in chapter 3, verse 26, which is our foundation scripture, Job said, "I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble has come." At this point, Job is in trouble, and he sees no way out. His body was positioned for death, but he trusted God in spite of his circumstances. The heaviness that Job endured is indescribable. So what do we do in times of trouble? The Chinese word for danger is comprised of two characters, one for danger and the other for opportunity. When trouble comes, we have to make a decision to go to the left or to the right. Going to the right is under God's mighty protection. Robert Schuller said that we can come into our trouble with a bitter attitude or with a "I'm going to get better" attitude. And he said that the Lord would turn our scars into stars. What we do when trouble comes is our choice. We can choose to fight our way through the trouble, or we can let God lead us through the trouble. The truth is that none of us want trouble, but it may come. And when it does, there is hope in God. And with his help, we can make it through trouble. Now, we must do a disclaimer here that all trouble does not come from Satan. There is trouble that we create because of bad decisions that we've made. But the bottom line is trouble. Now, there is a hope for us that with the help of God that we can make it through trouble. The Holy Spirit is here to help us in troubled times. God is Father, Son, and Spirit. The Spirit of God is here to help us in troubled times. And here are the 8 things that he will do to help us. The Holy Spirit will guide us into truth. He will regenerate us. He will lead us. The Holy Spirit will empower us. During our times of trouble, he will teach us how to pray, strengthen us, comfort us, and give us access to God. The Holy Spirit gives us access to God. The Holy Spirit is here to help you and me when we do not know how to pray. The Bible says the Spirit makes groanings for us with words we do not understand. Hear the word. He helps us. To help means that he takes hold together with us. He doesn't do it for us. He does it with us. That means that he will work with us in prayer. When we pray, he helps us. His role is to help us to pray the perfect prayer. Because the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, in the trouble, there's the will of God. Remember Job? He lost it all. His family, possessions, health. Yet he trusted God. In the end, the 3 friends who spoke ill of Job had to go to Job and repent and ask Job to pray for them. And Job did. The Bible says that the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends, when he forgave his friends. In the end, God gave Job twice as much as he had prior to the trouble, including 7 sons and 3 daughters. In summary, from Job, we've learned that God is Shaddai, the Almighty God. We've learned to accept the good from God as well as the adversity that may come our way. We've learned not to see ourselves as objects of God's anger. And in troubled times, not to blame God, but to trust Him. We've learned to forgive for our own well-being. Because, see, the forgiveness came before the blessing. And we learned that our faith belongs to us. It doesn't belong to our spouses. It doesn't belong to us. Our faith belongs to us. It is up to us to have our own relationship with God. And in closing, trouble will come. However, we are not alone in trouble. The Holy Spirit will comfort, lead, and guide us through trouble. When we are weary, He will give us strength and regenerate us. He will teach us how to pray and give us access to God. God is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. He is the mighty one. Job knew the mighty God. And you and I must get to know the mighty God. Trouble came to Job, yet he trusted God, and in the end, God restored Job and all that he had lost, and more. God is El Shaddai. Maybe you are experiencing trouble in your health. God restored Job's health. The key to walking through trouble is having a relationship with God and knowing Him before the trouble comes. Beloved, let us strive to be like Job in the eyes of God, to be people who are upright, people who fear God, and people who shun evil. Let's be like Job. Let's know the mighty God before trouble comes. Now it's time to close our program. I pray that this teaching today has opened your eyes so that when trouble comes, you will already know your God. You will know that He's mighty. You will know that He's all-powerful. You will know that He's all-sufficient. And that no matter what happens, your trust will be in Him. Your trust will be in Him. And you will make a choice to allow the trouble to make you better, to make you stronger, to make you wiser, and to allow forgiveness to flow through you to others. This is Church Lady. I pray that you have been touched by today's teaching and that you have been encouraged. Thank you for joining us today. And now let's go back to Brother Grant.
Now, before we say goodbye, we want to bless you, our listeners, with our perpetual prayer for each of you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is and the role He wants to play in our lives today. And this has been our 26th teaching in the series, Come Holy Spirit. So now, we invite you to follow us on social media and like us. We're on Facebook at artist Oliver Church Lady, or Church Lady Ministries. You can inbox a message, like, and follow us. You can go into the Blog Talk Radio library under the name of Church Lady Now, and you can follow us. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com, churchladyministries@gmail.com. So thank you for joining us today, and please join us next Wednesday as we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is and the role He wants to play in our lives today. So remember, if you want to become a ministry partner, please call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information, because our goal is to help you live a successful and victorious Christian life. So, to obtain more information on the ministry happenings, you can visit us on Facebook or the Church Lady Now. And we invite you to join us next Wednesday, and thank you for joining us today. So this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed evening. When Jesus was.